What Really Happened with your host, Mike Rivero. Because World War III is a really bad idea. Here is your host, Michael Rivero.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're talking about this story where Republican lawmakers have been dropping hints for a while that the FBI failed to provide federal judges on the surveillance court with exculpatory information. In other words, information that undercut the government's premise for opening this Trump-Russia collusion probe back in 2016. And apparently, Texas Representative John Ratcliffe yesterday gave the clearest picture to date of what the FBI allegedly withheld from the surveillance court. Ratcliffe is saying the FBI failed to include evidence regarding former Trump campaign advisor George Papadopoulos, and he did this on an interview in Fox News. So, apparently, the FBI is now saying that they were only able to recover 5,000 of the 33,000 government emails Hillary Clinton deleted in violation of the law. Now, we know that the NSA says they have them all. And they apparently approached James Comey and said, would you like them? And Comey said, I would not. And again, something you're not going to see in the corporate media. Apparently, Federal Election Commission records indicate the Hillary campaign illegally laundered $84 million during the 2016 presidential election. The corruption just goes on and on. If you're in the club, you're allowed to get away with it. If you're not in the club, you go to jail. So let's talk about Elizabeth Warren, because this whole Pocahontas thing has jumped a shark. And basically, the issue was that Elizabeth Warren claimed Native American heritage. And Donald Trump called her on it and said, get a DNA test. Well, because she's considering a possible run in 2020, she went ahead and got the DNA test and pronounced immediate victory. That, yes, she has Native American heritage, 1/1,000th. The expert who analyzed the DNA said it's a strong likelihood going back about 10 generations. Well, folks, if your family has been in this country for a while, we're all carrying Native American DNA. I've got a little Huron in me, supposedly. But here's where it gets really weird. Detecting DNA for Native Americans is very hard because Native American leaders have asked tribal members not to participate in genetic databases. So stay with me on this one here. The tribes feel that they've been exploited, according to Lawrence Brody, who's a senior investigator with the Medical Genomics and Metabolic Genetics branch at the National Institutes of Health. And as a result, the amount of genetic data that is available from Native Americans is sparse. Not a lot of it out there. So what did they do for Elizabeth Warren to make up for the lack of Native American DNA? Bustamante, who's the guy who did the DNA analysis, used samples from Mexico, Peru, and Colombia to stand in for Native American, based on the theory that Americans came to this land via the Bering Strait about 12,000 years ago. And slowly worked their way down the Americas. So it's all kind of a common gene pool. But this doesn't prove that Elizabeth Warren is even 1,000th Native American. She could be 1,000th Mexican or Peruvian or Colombian. It's an absolute joke for her to continue to insist that she's Native American based on the likelihood she is 1/1,000th Native American. It really is absurd. All right, we're going to take a phone call from Dustin in New Jersey. Aloha. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi, Mike. Mike, the chances of the king of Saudi Arabia not knowing about this is, like, slim to none. Like, this guy, I mean, he's the king of Saudi Arabia, so he would be the one giving the go-ahead for this interrogation slash whatever they, you know, they wound up doing to the guy, which they did kill him, you know. But, like, don't you find it amazing, Mike, how all they're all going to the story? Because, you know, they're saying they're completing the report. No, they're finishing the story they're going to use. That's what it means. Trump come out, said rogue killers. Now you see yep. CNN. It's a lone group, not a, you know, they didn't follow the procedure, or they were he didn't authorize this. So they're actually making like the king didn't authorize. The king is the one who would authorize this. That's why he's
called
the king.
Well, let's back off a minute and give the man the benefit of a doubt. We know that in our own country, intelligence agencies go out and do rogue operations that do not have congressional or White House oversight. It's led to some of the biggest scandals in our history when they do. And so it is entirely possible that some ambitious person in the Saudi intelligence assigned to that consulate in Istanbul saw an opportunity to get a promotion or to get some praise here. We can't rule out the fact that it was a rogue operation, because if you really think about it, it has caused so much harm and upset. I don't think that had he really been in control, the king of Saudi Arabia would have authorized it. Because his advisors would have told him there'll be a flashback on this.
Well, he might have authorized though the rendition of him back to Saudi Arabia, though, no? Because remember,
Well,
the family members are in the intelligence agency also. I mean, the king would have his. It's a big family, so wouldn't they have their brothers of brothers down the line? You know what I mean? That are in these groups of like intelligence agencies or whatever, or the financial advisors are all part of that. It's a mafia run, you know, so it's all in the family per se. But wow, nothing's gonna, Mike, you realize this is, I mean, it's bad that this guy got killed. I mean, one person is one person, you know, but you look at the king authorized the war in Yemen, right? I mean,
yes.
He also authorized a lot of the Wahhabi jihadis to go fight, and they went through, they went through Turkey to go into Syria. So the guy is not wearing any. He doesn't have clean hands. You know what I mean? Like he's not a clean person. You know. But you know what, Mike? It seems like us, Israel and Saudi Arabia, Britain and France, we're the most like murderous regime. I mean, we're going to cover for them. You know that, right? Like we're going to cover for the Saudis, unless like we do with the Israelis.
Oh, because we want
the
oil prices to stay low, and we want the weapons deals to keep on going, and so this is going to go away. What really piques my curiosity, though, is why did it blow up this big to begin with? And there had to be another agenda in there. It may have been simply to disrupt this Saudi. Davos in the desert economic summit and get people to not show up for that, which is what has actually happened.
Well, I never really figured you're going to have scantily clad women in downtown Riyadh, because the Wahhabists are a big part of Saudi Arabia, and it's, you know, it's, they would never allow that, you know, in Saudi Arabia. Hey Mike, can I switch gears real quick if I have time? On the F-22, didn't they only make 200 of the plane?
I don't know what the production run has been on them. I do know that they are out of production now. And according to that report that we read, they're not like the F-35. They're not very good. Half of them at any given time are unable to fly.
Well, you know, the F-35 was actually supposed to be a cheaper replacement to the F-22, and it wound up being more expensive.
Boy, did they get that one wrong.
But, Mike, if they only made 200 or so F-22s, and you got 33 pulled out of Tyndall, and you left 22 there because of maintenance and they're all broken down, that's a pretty bad reliability issue there. Can't you see that? I mean, hello.
I've been pointing that out about all these modern U.S. weapon systems. They're not robust. They're not reliable. They're very fragile, gentle things. That's why I'm very concerned about a potential war against Russia and China. I don't think we're going to do very well.
And then, Mike, switching gears again real quick, I want to talk about Antifa. You would think the police in Portland would have enough brains. They should all go on strike, because obviously the chief of police is put in there by the mayor, and if the mayor is letting these people, the police stand down while they're directing traffic and screaming at people, the Antifa and Black Lives Matter, I mean, Mike, that is brown shirts like 2018, Mike. I mean, what you saw those videos, right? I mean, that brown shirt stuff, what they were doing.
Yes.
You know, I mean, that's dangerous. And Portland is like ground zero for this. You know, that isn't that like the capital of Antifa, pretty much?
Yeah, it's turning into it, yes.
Yeah. But all right, Mike, have a good show. That's all I needed to get out of me.
All right. Well, thanks an awful lot. I was trying to find out how many F-22s have been built, and I'll have to go through the Wikipedia article later. Meanwhile, we're going to do a shout out to our on-air affiliates who are just now rejoining our network, and we're going to take another phone call from Mark in North Carolina. Aloha, Mark. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Hey, how you doing, Mike? Mike, a couple of things. One is first about Elizabeth Warren. This is so silly, because when you take a DNA test of a Native American, very possibly you're going to get somebody with some kind of Asian blood, and you probably just about anybody from Central or Eastern or even Southern Europe is going to have some kind of Asian blood in them from the Huns and from the Mongol invasion. The other thing is also because, you know, the natives did come over from most of the Middle East from Siberia. There's the Russian defense minister, I forget his name now, but I looked him up. I looked up, some information about him because he called out the Israelis, right, you know, very good after that downing of that plane. And I looked him up, and he's half from some tribe in Siberia. So if he took a DNA test, he'd have a heck of a lot more Native American blood in him than Elizabeth Warren. So I got a good name for her, Princess Lion Girl. That, I think, would fit her even better than Pocahontas. The other thing is about Saudi Arabia, what's going on in Saudi Arabia. I was listening to Alex Jones earlier. He's got to watch it because he's going with now, oh, this is a false flag, and maybe even Turkey. He had somebody saying maybe he had some guy, some anonymous, kind of like his own QAnon now, some guy named Zach, and I guess he could say Zach Anonymous, even though he gave his real name now, and he was saying he thinks Turkey. He's got good information that this was really Turkey that did it, that did the crime and all. So Jones got to really be careful where he's going with all of this stuff. He's doing too much to try to be a syncopath to Trump. And I think he's really, if he wants to keep his audience and keep the people who are, you know, supported him through the years, his biggest threat is not what Google and Facebook and Twitter are doing to him, and Apple. His biggest threat is he loses credibility with his people who he, you know, brought him to the dance. In fact, I got red pilled mostly because of when I started listening to Alex Jones. Those are the days that you were on, even, you know, those are the days when he used to have you on his show and other people like you. And now he's getting more and more, it sounds more and more like getting to sound like a neocon. Ron Paul warned him about it. About a year ago, over in North Korea, he says, you know, you're getting to sound more and more like a neocon. And I think he is. I don't know what you have to say about that, but I'll just hear your answer off there, okay?
Well, there's not much of an answer. I mean, I refrain from commenting on other commenters. I think our independent media is still too small for us to be attacking each other. Others don't agree with me on that. Alex Jones' current content, I have to be very honest, I don't pay that much attention to him. I will go through his websites and link to some of the stories I think are meaningful, but I haven't made a careful study of what his current philosophy is right now.
I mean, I still like him in a lot of respects. I mean, there's still a lot of good things that makes him really alternate media or independent media. But I just saying he's got. I think he needs to watch it because I'm looking at other stuff online. The criticism of Jones is really quite heavy. If you look at the comment sections, a lot of other alternate media. So that's the only thing I'm saying, because I want to see Jones succeed, because he is part of the alternate media, and I want the alternate media to succeed and finally get America's attention. But at the same time, to remain alternate media, you can't keep siding up with the either the government's position or the establishment's position, and certainly not with the rest of the mainstream media. And I consider Fox News very much part of the mainstream media, you know?
Yep. Okay, well, thank you for the phone call. We're going to let you go here. This story just came on in. Okay, we're back to Hawaii's Mazie Hirono, who was out there, you know, screaming at Kavanaugh, oh, you touched this girl when you were underage, and it's horrible, you know, and she's famous for telling men to just shut up and step up and do the right thing and believe the accuser here. Well, apparently, Mazie Hirono is now under fire for reportedly covering up a sexual harassment scandal. And I haven't gone through this, but apparently it involves former Governor Ben Cayetano. And so karma has come on back. All right, let's talk about some economic news. A lot of stuff is going on. Sears has a new CEO. Apparently, they're going to close another 145 stores, and control over their pension system has now been transferred to a government agency. As corporations that are in serious economic trouble, they have this irresistible temptation to pillage the pension fund, and nobody wants to see that happen. Over in China, their housing bubble has started to pop. And prices are starting to drop. And in order to sell homes, the realtors are basically, the prices have slid by almost one third. And so people are starting to buy the houses again. But the people who bought houses at their inflated values are very, very angry. And the anger is breaking into the public, because they had to pay a higher price for effectively the same home. They're paying higher interest on whatever their mortgages are. And it's one of the reasons why these constant bubbles can be very unfair. If you catch the wrong time at the bubble, you could be left holding an asset that's actually worth less than what you owe on it. That's what's called being underwater. Now, as part of the fallout from this journalist's disappearance, Trump came on out and said, there would be punishment for Saudi Arabia if they're behind the disappearance of this journalist. Riyadh came on back saying that there will be a very strong retaliation. The result was the Saudi stock market crashed the most since 2016. And again, on the wings of this kerfuffle over the journalist, oil jumps after a Saudi official floated this trial balloon op-ed envisioning an oil weapon devastation. In other words, shutting off the valve. It's their valve. So that would give the U.S. some place to sell all the oil that they are no longer selling to China, I guess, here. Now, over at Sputnik News, they're reporting that Iran has found new partners for oil exports. They've worked out ways to get around these U.S. sanctions. And these other partners are ready to buy Iranian crude in spite of threats from the United States. So it's not really a working policy. And I imagine that Donald Trump might come on out and sanction everybody who's doing that business. You can't sanction the whole world. We'll be right back after these few words.
Extendivite, A 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Attention RBN listeners. Dr. Ignatius Piazza, founder of Frontsight Firearms Training, and Fate have come together to allow RBN to run another fundraiser till the end of the year. We didn't really expect this opportunity, but thankfully, it's here and running as you hear this. We've set a goal of 500 donations by the end of the year, which averages around 6 per day, 7 days a week. When you realize all the folks listening to RBN all hours of the day and night, we think our goal is realistic and extremely critical to keep RBN on the air. If everybody listening will seriously assess their ability with firearms and then take advantage of this opportunity, we feel our goal is very conservative. Please take the time to look over FrontSight's website to get an idea of an amazing facility and the world-class training that's going on there. If this interests you, you likely will have like-minded friends that would like to know. Tell them. If for some reason some listeners are not personally interested, consider sons and daughters, close friends, nieces or nephews, top valued employees, inform club members, share the opportunity with police and fire departments. It's not too early to plan Christmas presents for special people. This fundraiser has come at an extremely critical time for RBN because the dire need for equipment upgrades. We're running on the spare tire currently with no money to fix a flat, and the fuel gauge is bouncing on E. This is one of the most valuable ways you can help RBN financially because you get Commander lifetime membership value that is 50 times your donation and can be passed on forever. How many times during life do you get to leave a legacy? See more details and contact info on our webpage, republicbroadcasting.org, and thank you.
Some have maxed out all their credit cards. Some are working two jobs and living in cars. Minimum wage won't pay for a roof, won't pay for a drink. If you gotta have proof, distract yourself, Mr. CEO. See how far $5.15 an hour will go. Take a part-time job at one of your stores. I bet you can't make it here anymore.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. And we're going to take a phone call here from Dan in Illinois. Aloha, Dan. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
Yeah, hi. I seen a video this morning about this guy, Khashoggi. He's tied in with the Muslim Brotherhood, and he's tied in with the bin Laden family. And his views were he wanted to take Saudi Arabia to the course that Egypt went on, where they jail everybody and do things like that. So you might want to check into that. I kind of, and he was related to somebody. I know he's tied in with the bin Laden, or he's related to him, one of the two. But, yeah, he was tied in with the Muslim Brotherhood. So maybe if he was
Well, you know, he was tied in with the government of Saudi Arabia previously. I mean, he was, he was an insider. He was in the Saudi media. But he got disenchanted or something happened, and he basically became a dissident.
Yeah. That's what I was going to say. Maybe they seen him as being a double agent, so to speak, and, you know, decided what they decided. So,
well, again, the story that we're seeing swirl around the corporate media is that what Saudi Arabia is going to claim is that the operation that basically grabbed him inside the consulate was unauthorized, and he died as the result of a botched interrogation. And they're going to blame the underlings, but that's the official story that's come on out. And I don't care what this Khashoggi was doing. Nothing justifies being tortured and killed. So
you don't have the right to snatch people.
You know, yeah, absolutely.
Do that. But anyway, that's something, because you know, you look at the Muslim Brotherhood here and compare it to the Muslim Brotherhood overseas over that way. Right, there's a real big difference on their way they do things and their beliefs and what they want to do. So you got to take that into account. So I think he became a bad actor and they did something with him.
Well, we'll find out. You know, I'm still waiting to see what the Saudi report is going to say, because, again, Jake Tapper is now saying it could change.
Yeah, Jake Tapper.
So they're obviously they're crafting a public response here. All right, Dan, thanks a lot. We're going to let you go and switch over to James in Ohio. Aloha, James. Welcome to the show. What's on your mind?
You made a good point about Elizabeth Warren. My family's been here since before the Revolutionary War, and I'm 1/8 Creek Indian, but I don't think that 10 generations ago or more gives you the right to put that on your, you know, I'm definitely not one of these people that are offended, and neither, you know, my great-grandmother wouldn't have been offended at the Redskins or even somebody going, woo-woo-woo, you know, whatever. But I don't think she should get into Harvard or whatever because some back in the midst of prehistory she had an Indian ancestor, maybe. And as far as Khashoggi,
the corporate media is saying that she could be 1/1000th Native American. Well, 1/1000th, I'm sorry. It's utterly, utterly ridiculous. And, she made the claim to get into Harvard. She lied, basically. She's a cheat.
Yeah. And I would definitely be voting for Shiva Iyerdai, the real Indian who's running against her. Now, that guy, if you look into him and watch some of his videos, especially on science, I would much rather have him in there than her. He's a successful businessman, very successful. He invented the modern incarnation of email, etc. Now, on Khashoggi, this rogue killer thing, I mean, sure, the Saudis might do all these horrific things right in the public square for God and the world and everybody to see. They might starve 5 million Yemeni children to death, and they might blow up school buses, but they would never do this to a journalist on purpose. You know, it has to be rogue killers. In fact, probably rogue killers, you know, took care of Seth Rich and Vincent Foster. By the way, I don't know if you recall this or not, but Brett Kavanaugh kind of harried the first guy who happened upon Vince Foster's body, and kind of along with somebody else who was an investigator at the time, kind of made him out like he was a suspect by way of convincing him not to participate in the investigation process.
Yeah. And it was really Michael Rodriguez.
I think it was theater arranged by both sides to keep people's minds off of what he really did in his past, judicially.
Okay, well, James, we got to take another break for commercials. Thank you for the phone call, and we'll be right back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
What this country is coming to, I sure would like to know. If they don't do something, by and by, the rich will live and the poor will die. Doggone, I mean the panic is on. Can't get no way, can't draw no pay. Unemployment getting.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. We're talking about the economic news here. And Donald Trump is out there claiming that the World Trade Organization is biased toward China. And is basically saying that unless the World Trade Organization reforms itself in a way where Trump's perception is no longer that there's bias in favor of China, that the U.S. will withdraw from the World Trade Organization. And I think that would be a really big mistake. But the World Trade Organization is out there, you know, could be a blessing in disguise. All righty, so let's talk about immigration. There is now a caravan of over 1,000 Honduran migrants now walking toward the U.S. border. And it's just totally out of control. It is totally, totally out of control. And we're already seeing how this influx of refugees and illegal immigrants is starting to basically drag the quality of life in the United States down to the same level as these other countries. And I know that's part of the globalist plan, that all countries should have an equal degree of squalor and decay. There shouldn't be a country with a much higher standard of living, except, of course, for Israel. Now, here's an interesting little story. Apparently, somebody did this experiment up in Boston, which is a very liberal city, and they basically went on out and rode the trains, the elevated train, conducting surveys of the passengers, how they felt about migration, and created a baseline. Then they hired a whole bunch of Spanish-speaking people to spend all day riding the trains. Nothing else. They could do whatever they want, you know, go get lunch, talk about sports, whatever, but just be on the trains speaking Spanish. Then they went on back and ran that survey again on passengers and discovered the attitude had shifted markedly, that after being exposed to migrants, liberals definitely changed their opinion and started talking about, yeah, maybe there should be more control over the borders. Maybe there should be limits here. So more liberal hypocrisy here. Over in Germany, Angela Merkel's sister party, the CSU, has suffered its worst election result since 1950 in Bavaria. They received just 37.3% of the votes. And the Alternative for Germany party has finally won parliamentary seats. So the times they are a-changing over there. So the Christian Social Union, which is the sister party to Merkel's Christian Democratic Union, really took a pasting. The Germans have had it with all of this open border nonsense here. All right, let's get out to political correctness and what is going on in our culture here. Over in San Francisco, the school board's new president basically announced that the schools will drop the Pledge of Allegiance. And Well, actually, he skipped the Pledge of Allegiance before the meeting of the school board itself. This is not going out to the schools. And apparently in its place, Stephen Cook quoted a Mayan poet, a Maya Angelou. Sorry about that. When you learn, teach. When you get, give. And apparently it did upset a lot of people. And Cook told the Chronicle he chose not to enforce the Pledge of Allegiance because of his disappointment with the political climate. And he said the Trump administration has been attacking our liberties. Well, let me be clear about this. I obviously have issues with the United States government. Trump is a disappointment. But I still love my country and the vast majority of its population. And I'm one of those people who still think the flag ought to be treated with respect, not set on fire and dropped on the ground like they were doing up there in Portland. Fortunately, somebody came in and snatched it up and put the fire out. The flag is not the symbol of the government. I know the Pledge of Allegiance is sort of an oath of obedience to the government, if you read between the lines here. But the American flag is not the symbol of the government. It's the symbol of this land and the American people, who for the most part are still worthy of respect. So we'll, which is why that NFL thing was just so ridiculous. And now the NFL, of course, they've come up with a flag that they're going to now carry at the NFL games. And it's a single red stripe, a single white stripe, and a single blue stripe with some white stars on it. Three, I think. And that's what they're going to be carrying now, so that nobody has to kneel anymore and that controversy can go away. Okay. This one, I think, was a little bit over the top. There was this North Carolina high school, and there was this 18-year-old student who was literally ordered to change a jersey he wore with the name Trump and the number 45 for a football game Friday night. and then marched off the premises by the school's principal. And the father is talking about suing, and I would agree, because that jersey is not it's not offensive. Well, probably the liberals would say it is, but common sense. No, it's just a statement. And it's covered by that First Amendment right to freedom of expression. And I understand that our modern educational system is trying to obliviate the kids relative to their rights as guaranteed in the Constitution. You will obey. That's modern education here. Here's Me Too's ultimate end, I hope. Over in New York, there's a woman, Teresa Klein, who called 911 claiming that a young boy had grabbed her rear end at this store, at the Sahara Deli Market in Brooklyn. And she was screaming at the boy, screaming at the mother, apparently took a selfie. And just said, he's sexually assaulted me, sexually assaulted me, made a real, real scene. Then the store security video showed what really happened. As the boy went by her, his backpack lightly brushed her rear end. That was it. No hands, no grabbing, no pinching. Little kid was just traumatized by having this witch scream at him here. Insane. Now, if you've been around the feminist scene for a while, you're familiar with the name Camille Paglia. She's a writer, cultural commentator, and she was kind of a hardliner back in the 1990s, but she seems to kind of be softening and pulling back, because she just recently published a video denouncing what she describes as second wave feminism, as opposed to the first wave back in the 1990s. Saying that its attempt to destroy men is going to be an absolute poison to our culture. It's also destroying women. And I don't know who's making money or political gain by trying to turn men and women against each other. But if you look back at that story from New York about the kid's backpack brushes her rear end and she cries effectively rape. It's just so over the top. I have to wonder what people in other countries watching us, Americans right now, think of us. It can't be positive. Okay. Over at the Washington Post, they ran this op-ed last Friday. This was a piece from Victoria Bissell Brown, who is a retired history professor at Grinnell College. And talk about being anti-male. The op-ed basically says men are incapable of being good, even if they oppose sexism. Men are by nature vile and terrible, and they can't fix anything by listening to women. Instead, they must change from within. And sadly, though, they're not capable of such change, which begs the question, what the heck are men supposed to do aside from die? Then she launched into a description of how she spent the previous evening just screaming at her husband, who just apparently, if the op-ed is to be believed, sat there cowed with his head bowed, taking the abuse. I'm amazed they're still married. Up in Windsor, Vermont, parents are now very upset about a survey given to fifth graders. Keep that in mind. We're talking fifth graders that ask students about their sexual history, preferences, and gender identity. And WPTZ TV came on in and did some interviews with one of the mothers, Vanessa Beach. And she said, my daughter is 10. So are all the other kids who took this. A sexual partner at 10 years old would be called sexual abuse. Actually, it would be called statutory rape. And the mother came on out and said, these are questions that are not appropriate for 10-year-old children. And students were not required to write their name on the survey, but they were asked to write their first initial and birthday from which their identities could be tracked down. This is just really getting way, way out there, especially this gender fluidity. I think somebody said there's something like 80 different gender pronouns now where there used to be two. How do you keep them all straight? And we knew that this was going to become a problem here. They just had the World Cycling Championship yesterday, and Canadian Rachel McKinnon finished ahead of the field at the women's sprint 35 to 39 age bracket. And some people have praised her achievement, but others have said it was cheating because she was born a male and she has the muscles of a male. Forget all the surgery and all the rest of the changes. That's still a man in there, in the DNA, with men's muscles. And this idea of allowing men or boys to compete in girls' sports simply by saying, I believe I'm a woman inside, it's hurting the girls. For the most part, they can't win against that competition. And everyone, the liberals are out there saying, oh, well, you've got to take into account the boy, you know, the boy's feelings, the boy's feelings. What about the girl's feelings? Doesn't anybody care about all these girls who have joined school sports? They're working hard at it every day. They're heading into some kind of competition. And all of a sudden, it's just going to be taken away from them arbitrarily because of liberal politics. There is a reason that there are girls' sports and boys' sports because, and I know you liberals are not going to like this if there are any listening to this show, on the whole, boys are larger and stronger than girls. That is just a biological reality. Now, if the transgenders want to have their own category so that you have girls' sports, boys' sports, and whatever they are, sports, that would be fine. But somebody needs to really understand the feelings of these girls who are on these teams, who are on these sports, and they can't compete against a male with male muscles. Insane. Okay. We've been talking a lot about how the police are out of control. And part of it may be prescription antidepressants. Part of it appears to be the training by Israeli security companies to treat the American people the way the IDF treats the Palestinians. But another part has to do with being able to actually discipline an officer. And we've heard all these stories about officers who shot first and ask questions later, and they're protected by captains and other officers saying, oh, it fits the department protocol. They acted within protocol, therefore they get off. Now, there have been a couple of recent cases where police officers have been charged and tried on some serious crimes involving shooting deaths. But down in Florida is a good example of why policing the police can actually be very difficult. The Miami Herald is reporting that an arbitrator ordered the Opa-locka Police Department to rehire Sergeant German Bosk, and he returned to work last week. Now, he had been fired by the Miami suburb back in 2013 after being charged with handcuffing and swearing at a youth counselor who filed a complaint against him. He was acquitted of battery, but convicted of evidence tampering, but that charge was later dropped when the conviction was appealed. Now, this guy over his career has been fired six times. A 2011 Sarasota Herald Tribune report found Bosk had 40, that's 40, internal affairs complaints, including 16 for battery or excessive force. So there's the problem. Abuse of police, apparently, that's the policy now. used to be to protect and serve. I remember, again, when I was younger, cops were a lot calmer. They only used force when they absolutely had to. When did our society get so adversarial? And not all cops are like that, of course. I keep telling you about our neighbor who's really cool. But it is a problem when those who are supposed to be managing the police force are not doing their job or are being blocked from doing their job by these arbitrators. We got to take another break for commercials, and we will be right back.
First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to libertystickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's libertystickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands. And a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Ladies and gentlemen, J.R. Moore here. As most of you know, my regular listeners, I offer energy cleaners for sale at my website. If you don't have a clue what I'm talking about, go to my website, thelibertyman.com, educate yourself about these marvelous healing devices. We focus on pain mitigation and getting a great night's sleep. Arthritis pain, joint pain, back pain, doesn't matter. Keep in mind, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. Energy cleaners, $285, shipping included to American zip codes. You can educate yourself all about the energy cleaner right there at my website, the patent application, the wonderful testimonials. Be sure and check out the factory-made fitted mattress pads to go with the energy cleaner. Now, I offer for me to you personally a 30-day money-back guarantee. That's what I do. I have a toll-free order line, or you can order it right at my website at thelibertyman.com. The toll-free order line is 800-592-9543. I say again, 800-592-9543. Thank you.
If you've got the money, honey, we got the bombs. We'll plant them anywhere you like and blow up anyone. Whip this world into a frenzy, killing babies, dads, and moms. If you got the money, honey, we got the bombs. If you got the money, well, we won't say we did. The towers in New York City.
And aloha, America. Welcome back to our show. Now, this is an interesting story, and it's from ZeroHedge.com, and it's about the FBI. Now, a little over 6 months ago, dozens of FBI agents were sanctioned for sexual misconduct back when James Comey was still the director. And the Wall Street Journal is now reporting that the FBI, whose motto is fidelity, bravery, integrity, is in trouble again because several FBI employees who were stationed in cities across Asia have now been recalled to Washington in recent months while the agency investigates allegations related to wild parties and interactions with prostitutes. And apparently this was personnel in some half a dozen cities, including in East and Southeast Asia. And the FBI's public comment is we will take the appropriate actions when the allegations are investigated and reassign certain personnel to non-operational roles. So they got caught again here. Now, a while back, there was this explosion up in Canada of a pipeline, and it was a bad one. And the fire is obviously out, but the pipeline has been cut off, and they're trying to get it repaired. But Seattle is rapidly running out of its stockpiled natural gas, and they're starting to warn Seattle residents there may be rotating blackouts. I mean, can't they get a liquefied natural gas carrying ship up there or something? This story, yeah. Anyway, so let's talk about corporate media. Let's talk about all this censorship that we are seeing go on. And I hope Larry Klayman is able to make some gain with his antitrust lawsuit. So alternative voices are being cracked down on Facebook and Twitter. Searches are being biased over in Google. We're turning into the land of censorship and home of the fake. And very clearly, this is linked to the midterm election. Some 800 pages have been shut down or deplatformed. And it very clearly is absolute censorship. So let's look at some of the websites that are now being censored. The Free Thought Project, it's banned on Facebook, banned on Twitter. The Anti-Media, banned on Facebook, banned on Twitter. The Police has been banned on Facebook and Twitter. Apparently, it's not just conservative points of view, it's critics of out-of-control police. Facebook, Filming Cops, that website has now been banned on Facebook and Twitter. We're going to take a break for some station identification. We'll be back with more about the censorship and banning after these few words.
This is too good to be true, except this time it is real. 100%. No joke. How about a $25,000 membership to Front Sight Firearms Training Facility as a thank you bonus for a one-time donation to RBN of only $500? It is a Commander Lifetime membership with no yearly fees or dues. The training is free for the rest of your life with over 50 different classes. Then leave it to your designated beneficiary. You provide the approved firearm, holster, ammo, eye, and ear protection. Many features and bonuses are included, more than you would ever expect or believe. This is the ultimate graduation present, wedding gift, etc., etc. See the details. Go to RBN's webpage and frontsight.com to make it happen. You will hear this offer only on this radio network. Help keep RBN alive. Tell five.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.